got a chance to interview Tony Tenea. We spent 1 hour on the radio together. She is one of the nicest, sweetest persons I've ever interviewed before. She said nothing was off the table. Talk about everything, her divorce from Daryl Dragon, the captain. Everything's on the table. And she's very honest. She talked about everything. She was a great interview. Tony Tenea from Captain and Tenea. Love will keep us together. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Here's the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Missing Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The clock is ticking toward a government shutdown at midnight after a last-ditch attempt by lawmakers to reach an agreement. Correspondent Michael Wallace has our top story.
Congressional leaders met at the White House yesterday but emerged pointing fingers at each other. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and his fellow Democrats want to add about $1 trillion in health care spending by extending Obamacare subsidies and reversing Medicaid cuts.
It's in the president's hands whether to avoid a shutdown or not.
They're going to have to do some things because their ideas are not very good ones.
The White House Budget Office has called for permanent layoffs, not just furloughs, if there is a shutdown.
Other fallout could include delayed economic reports and closure of national parks. President Trump will attend a Pentagon meeting with top military commanders from around the world this morning. They're all called together by Defense Secretary Hegseth. Democrats are looking for answers. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
Why are we doing this? How much is this going to cost? What is actually going on? Why couldn't this occur by video teleconferencing? And demanding a briefing to the United States Senate immediately on this particular meeting.
The president says the reason for the rare in-person gathering is to talk about how well the U.S. is doing militarily. National Guard troops are expected to arrive in Tennessee as early as tomorrow as part of the president's controversial crackdown on crime in cities across the country. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Memphis.
So far, we haven't seen any major movement or troops in the city, but there are still a lot of questions about the details of the operation. A lot of those are still unclear.
Troops also arriving in Portland, Oregon. Armed and masked ICE agents made arrests in downtown Chicago over the weekend. CBS meteorologist Tony Sidiku is keeping a close eye on two powerful weather systems churning in the Atlantic.
Hurricane Umberto and Tropical Storm Imelda, which thankfully will stay offshore but could still have indirect impacts along the East Coast and potential direct impacts for Bermuda.
Imelda is expected to become a hurricane today after it triggered serious flooding and landslides in eastern Cuba. At least two people there were killed. Health experts are raising a red flag over a new TikTok trend.
I was a ghost, I was alone.
Doctors at Shriners Children's in Boston say they've been treating more cases of serious burns from instant cup noodles as kids try to replicate a trend from the movie K-pop Demon Hunters.
Time for our pregame ramen.
Happy fans, happy home.
They say young tissue is more sensitive than it is in older adults. Dow futures down 117. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A packed meeting in 3 hours of public comment ended with Microsoft one step closer to building in Caledonia. The Village Plan Commission voted 5-2 last night to rezone 244 acres off Douglas Avenue and County Line Road for a proposed data center. Most speakers opposed the plan, while Microsoft and village officials said it would bring jobs. The final decision now goes to the full village board on October 14th. Microsoft officials didn't take questions, but did hand out a statement saying they want to work with the community. A traffic stop in Mount Pleasant took a dangerous turn when police say the driver threatened to kill the arresting officer. Investigators say 31-year-old Adam Riccio of Racine not only admitted to drinking, but had a gun on his hip during a traffic stop. During the arrest, they say he made gang references and threatened to shoot the officer. Riccio is now charged with making threats against an officer and carrying a weapon while intoxicated. An almost $1 million grant has been awarded to one of the most solemn places in Racine County. A $931,000 federal grant will help upgrade the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. The over 100-acre cemetery conducts roughly 1,400 burials annually for veterans and their families. The funds will be used to improve roads, parking, landscaping, and areas for funeral processions. A statement says the enhancement will help maintain quality services for those that have served. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are new and improved. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10, 15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 72 here this afternoon. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
My wife takes me to this gym and they have this muscle guy that's going to give me the tour because he thinks I'm going to want to be like him. I don't want to be like this guy. He's like, hey, Mr. Schimmel, let me show you the facilities. Yeah, why don't you spell facilities? So he goes, listen, first we got to do a little fitness test to see where you're at. And I said, well, I could save you some time right now because I got a little winded filling out the application. So if there's some place I could lay down for a few minutes, that would be good. He puts me on this treadmill. I'm on there for like 2 minutes. I smell bone burning like when you're at the dentist.
It's 7:07 at WRJN. Thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. It is time now for our Multi-State Text to Win Contest. Your chance to win some gold jewelry and $200 cash today, and then being in the running for our grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. Green Bay's home game. This will be on November 23rd at noon. You'll get a gas card to get you to the game. I assume to get you back, too. I assume. Okay, here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app. Do it right now. Don't forget. Download the Civic Media app. It's free. Go to the App Store or go to WRJN.com to do it. Once you download the Civic Media app, it's free. Takes about 3 seconds. Look for all the radio stations that Civic Media has in our group, and you'll see WRJN on the list. Click on WRJN. And you'll see a word that says text. Hit the text word and text this word to us. Win. W-I-N. Win. Text it to us. You have until 8 o'clock to do it. You'll be in the running for the gold jewelry and the $200 cash and the Green Bay, Minnesota indoor club level seats. Okay? The keyword is win. Text that to us right now. Win. W-I-N. By downloading the Civic Media app, looking for WRJN, and hit that text button. Win. You have until 8 o'clock to do it this morning. Good luck. And we'll keep reminding you during the hour as well.
People gather around whenever they're ready.
is Major Lance, the Monkey Time, local news, timeless hits at WRGN, right in the middle of our 7 a.m. hour. Multi-state text to win contest at WRGN and Civic Media. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app and look for WRGN. Click on the text button and text the keyword win this hour. Win for your chance to win. So Paul McCartney has to go to business meetings for Apple Records and all the songs that they wrote him and John Lennon. Now, John Lennon's no longer with us, so everything transferred over to Yoko Ono. So she represents John Lennon at every business meeting. And Paul McCartney generally has everything nice to say about everybody except Yoko Ono. So he went to Yoko and said, listen, I know every song says Lennon McCartney on the label. Everything is Lennon McCartney. That's the order they wrote the songs, Lennon McCartney. He said, I got one song. I want to switch to McCartney Lennon, my favorite song. It's very personal and it means a lot to me. It won't mean any less money to you. It's not a penny less, but I'd like to switch this song from Lennon McCartney to McCartney Lennon. And Yoko said, absolutely not. She wouldn't do it. What was the song that Paul wanted to switch the writing credits on? Here it is. Yesterday, The Beatles, WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. There it is, written by McCartney Lennon. That's all right, I'll do it. The Beatles, Yesterday. Local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 73, partly cloudy, low 61 tonight, partly sunny tomorrow, high 70. Right now, it is a perfect-looking morning out there. Sun is up. It's sunny, 64 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, Redditors, people on Reddit, recently weighed in on the types of jobs or careers that are so often romanticized by people who think those who work them must be having a great time. But in reality, these allegedly lucky job havers say, nah, it's not that great. We're talking about lawyers, farmers, flight attendants, restaurant owners, archaeologists, veterinarians, teachers, nurses, journalists, disc jockeys. Wait a second. DJ, who put DJ on that list? No. Take that off there. Why did they put that on there? Take it off. Everyday people. It's Sly and the Family Stone, 716 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. just lost him this year, too. Sly Stone, Sylvester Stone there. And Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 718. Don't forget, download the Civic Media app now so you can play in our multi-state text to win contest. This is the second week. It ends on Friday. These are your chances to win $200 cash, gold jewelry, and be in the running for those tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay on November. I had the date a minute ago. I lost it. It's around Thanksgiving. And we'll even give you a gas card to get you to and from the game. I assume it's from the game, too. I'm just assuming that. Okay, here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app. Absolutely free to do it. Just go to the App Store, WRJN.com. Look for that list of Civic Media stations there. Click on WRJN, and you'll see a little text button. Text us the keyword WIN this hour. WIN, W-I-N, WIN. Text that keyword. You only have till 8 o'clock to do it this hour. WIN, and you'll be in the running for the cash, jewelry, and the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets. So do it now, okay? All right. Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis once said, the first time you marry for love, the second time it's for money, the third time for companionship, or so they say. But what if you only had one bite at that apple? In a recent USA Today poll, 53% of people said love is more important than money. It's nice to hear that, isn't it? I like that. Speaking about money, this show every morning on WRJN is brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Here's one of Pete's picks. I was late to the party with the original Dexter, but really enjoyed all 8 seasons. I'm really enjoying Dexter Resurrection. The show has the same mystery of its first incarnation, as well as the solid writing, but the Dexter character has evolved into a caring father, which complicates things for a serial killer. The talented cast that surrounds Michael C. Hall includes Neil Patrick Harris, Eric Stonestreet, Peter Dinklage, and Uma Thurman. It's worth a look. And in news almost nobody over 30 cares about, Selena Gomez and her fiancé, Benny Blanco, tied the knot after their 2-year courtship. The wedding took place last Saturday in California. Gomez announced the news on Instagram over the weekend. Taylor Swift was the flower girl and Martin Short was the ring bearer. Other celebrities who attended included Paris Hilton, and there were some celebs with talent who attended as well, including Steve Martin, Ed Sheeran, and Paul Rudd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Touch Free to Pain, 1971, the year Band of Gold. It's 726. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 73. Right now, the sun is shining bright. It's a beautiful morning, 64 degrees at Radio Park. His honor, the mayor of Racine, Mayor Corey Mason's going to be in here in just a few moments. We're going to chat about what's going on in the world in Racine. It's 726 now. Well, this is a very 2025 way to pick a fight. Two guys in Texas facing charges after they pranked a guy by changing his username on Netflix into sort of an insult. Got into a big fight. It erupted into gunfire. Luckily, no one killed in that fight. Luckily. Hey, don't forget to download the Civic Media app. Do it now at our multi-state text to win contest. 11 till 8 o'clock to download the app. And then look for WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations. When you do, click on the text button when you hit WRJN and text the keyword WIN, W-I-N, WIN, and you'll be in the running for that $200 cash, gold jewelry, and tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota, indoor club-level seats, and a gas card to get you to and fro. So do it now. Download that app. Click on WRJN and text the keyword WIN this hour. Merrily Rush, Angel of the Morning, 727, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. See no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Rush, Angel in the Morning, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. His honor, the Racine Mayor Corey Mason, coming in the moment. It's exactly 7:30. Let's check news, see what's going on this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A big crowd turned out in Caledonia, and after 3 hours of public comment, the Plan Commission voted to move Microsoft's project forward. The rezoning of 244 acres for a proposed data center passed 5-2 last night. A lot of neighbors spoke against it, saying it threatens Caledonia's rural feel. Supporters say it would help the local economy. The proposal now heads to the full village board on October 14th. Microsoft only offered a written statement saying they want to work with residents. We know two people were shot in Mount Pleasant early Sunday, but investigators aren't releasing much more than that. Police say officers on foot patrol heard the gunfire and helped two victims at the scene near 22nd and Meade. Both survived. For now, police say there's no ongoing threat, but they're not commenting on possible suspects. You can go a little bit deeper on that story today online at RacineCountyEye.com. A final resting place for area veterans is getting some upgrades. The Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove is getting $931,000 for facility improvements. The cemetery conducts up to 1,500 services each year and serves veterans and their families. The federal grant will fund upgrades to roads, parking, landscaping, and areas used for funerals and flag ceremonies. It's a little cheaper in Racine County than it is in Kenosha County, but not by much. The average for gas is at about that $2.80 a gallon mark. With fall comes falling gas prices. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin is down over 6 cents from last week to $2.82 a gallon. Nationally, prices have fallen 5.8 cents to $3.08 a gallon. Who is a petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy says seasonal factors such as switching to winter blends and falling demand are the primary causes for the decrease.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know, just like World Dairy Expo attendees, milk production in the United States coming from a lot of different regions. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Matt Tranel, dairy analyst with EverAg out of their Platteville office, points out that while Wisconsin, California, New York State continue to be dairy powerhouses, cows are ending up in a lot of different geographies.
Yeah, the West continues to grow pretty aggressively. California, Idaho specifically, seeing tremendous growth in Kansas and South Dakota, which is expected due to the new cheese plants that were built there. But I think everybody's kind of focused on how long the milking herd will be here. And they're also focused on some of these high components that are coming off the dairy farms.
Matt Tranel, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg out of their Platteville office. This discussion about where milk production is flourishing and also how federal milk orders impact those producers, part of the discussion happening beginning today at World Dairy Expo in Madison. Markets are next.
Hey, everybody, calm down. It's okay.
Oh, it's coming. The farm animals can always feel it.
Is that an earthquake? I didn't think those happened in the heartland. Aren't we harvesting Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans today?
It's not an earthquake. It's the aftershock of unleashing Z-Series soybeans.
You did mention a yield advantage of nearly 4 bushels an acre.
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatest yields.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. On Monday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up 2.25 cents at 164.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 4 on Monday at 166.5. Double A butter was up 4, 176 a pound. The October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, 13 cents stronger this morning at 17.12, while November's up 8, 16.71. The December new crop corn down 1.5 cents at 420. November soybeans are currently down 3 at 10.07. July wheat, that's currently 2 cents lower at 558 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling in a Tuesday trade session. And don't forget, Midwest Farm Report entire team active at World Dairy Expo, which officially opens its doors today, continues through Friday afternoon. Please follow us on social media, Midwest Farm Report. I am Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 72 here this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I wish I knew how to cook. For what? Eating is so fun. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because of the food. And also because, well, it's the only meal that it's all right at the table as soon as you're done, just to go, oh, that was really good. Oh, oh yeah. Sure, I'll have more pie. Why not? I'm going to fall asleep with my mouth open. Why don't you just jam it in my head? Because I'm not enough of a bloated toad. My pants aren't tight enough. It's the only holiday my mom doesn't go, Sue, get off the floor. She goes, oh, that looks pretty good. I guess I'm coming down there with you.
It's 7:37, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Just a quick reminder, we're right in the middle of our multi-state text to win contest right now at WRJN and Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. It's free. Just go to WRJN.com or wherever you get your apps, the App Store. It's free. Takes about 3 seconds to download. Look for the list of radio stations at Civic Media, and you'll find WRJN. Click on WRJN. You'll see a text button. Text the keyword WIN, W-I-N, WIN. That's good only for this hour till 8 o'clock. WIN, W-I-N. Text that, and you'll be in the running for $200 cash and gold jewelry this hour. And win or lose, you're also in the running for the tickets to see Green Bay take on Minnesota up in Green Bay. And that's coming up November 20-something, right before Thanksgiving. And you'll get a gas card, too, to take you to and from. Yeah. We assume they're going to give you the gas to get you home. Just assuming that. I put the to and from there. You get the gas card. We'll take care of you, okay? So do that right now. It's that word WIN. Text it to us. It's good until 8 o'clock this morning at 7:38.
Don Rosen.
His Honor, the Mayor of Racine, Mayor Corey Mason, is with us. Comes in every month. Thank you very much, Mayor, for coming in. Oh, you know what I forgot to give you this morning?
What's that? Oh, the water. Thank you very much.
I just gave him a bottle of water. I see your arm is all better.
It's, I'm on the mend. I'm not in the sling anymore, so it's good.
That was a shocker.
When you saw me last, it was shortly after I had broken it. So I'm not quite 100% to be able to extend it, but the Disclear Purse have been really helpful in getting me to, heal my wing here and... I can't lift heavy objects or anything just yet, but they did tell me at my age, it takes a little bit longer to heal.
Don't you hate those words? Yes, yeah. At your age.
Yeah, you're, if you were 22, you might be
at your age,
it's going to take a few more weeks.
But yeah. So I guess you're not pitching for the Brewers in the World Series this year?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Just checking. At your age. Okay. The mayor is here. We're talking about a whole bunch of different topics. Let's talk. Let's start off with Clean Sweep 2.0.
Yeah. So we did a neighborhood cleanup sort of over at the 16th and Holmes area earlier in the year, and it was great. We had brought in a lot of city resources, so we brought in forestry equipment and DPW equipment and some dumpsters for people to get rid of bulky waste and some other things. We cleaned up the alleys, we filled potholes, we did a little light construction on some of the houses. But it was just, it was a nice before and after. The neighbors really loved it, right? They were glad to see the city come out and replace sidewalk squares. And really, we're at a place where we had dozens of city staff and lots of city equipment out there all at once. Firefighters were out there knocking on doors and handing out smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors into people's homes. So it was a really great way to sort of bring all the city resources to just a few blocks for a couple of days. And it made a big difference. And so we'll be doing that again. And that's sort of the 14th and Howe, 14th and Center neighborhood coming up on the 16th and 17th, but it's a pilot project we've been trying this year, but the neighbors really seem to appreciate it, and you see a noticeable difference before and after when you do it. And it's a great way to get the community engaged with the city and the city get to know their neighbors that we serve every day, so we're looking forward to that one.
Excellent. Smoke detectors are very important. Mm-hmm. We have a smoke detector. And when my wife is cooking in the kitchen, the smoke starts, a smoke detector. That thing is loud.
It is.
First of all, it comes up with a voice, fire, fire. And then it hits this alarm.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm sleeping through that thing.
Right.
So that's good. You want a loud one.
You do.
You want a couple of them in your house, you know, just in your living room, but you need them all over the place.
And the carbon monoxide detector piece of it's important, too. Yeah. So,
it's built into it.
Yeah, you know? But it's great, though. The firefighters knock on these doors, and they do a little education about it. And they're like, look, we're happy to hang it up for you. Tell us what you need. And they go from there. So I think we distributed more than 40 of them just in a couple of blocks last time. So fire department does a great job. And so, and they're happy to rush out if there's a fire to attend to. But, you know, the fire that they want to extinguish is the one that never gets started.
Ooh.
So we're glad to do that.
Every time you see a house fire, you wonder, why didn't they have smoke detectors in there? They're so cheap. And not only save your life, your pet's life, it save your house, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, now we have the Great Lakes Climate Week. Now, this took you to New York City.
Yeah, so I'm part of an organization called the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, right? So all the cities around the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Basin are in this organization. And I'm also part of another group called Climate Mayors. But it's the first time I've ever attended it. But every year, the United Nations, when they meet the General Assembly, they have some discussion about how are we doing on climate change? Because as a planet, we're getting warmer. And so it's really meant to sort of do that work. And so in the context of doing that, what we're finding is the Great Lakes, in the midst of sort of the climate change that's coming, is kind of the place to be.
I mean, talk about climate change for one thing, because people don't know. They say, does that mean the ice age is coming? What does it mean, climate change?
I mean, it basically means that the average temperature of the planet will get up, another 1 to 4 degrees, depending upon what range you look at and what interventions we take, right? It also means that you get more intense and more frequent storms. So I don't know if you sort of thought about, like, it feels like we get a 100-year storm every couple of years now, right? I mean, the reason for that is climate change. It puts more moisture. But, these hurricane events that we have that become more frequent, the mayor of Phoenix was there. She said they had 70 days this summer over 110 degrees. Just a phenomenal impact of it. So that has real impact on people's lives. And interestingly, all the studies sort of say, when climate change happens and the world gets warmer and weather gets more volatile, the place you want to be is actually the Great Lakes region, that we are sort of the least volatile in terms of the climate change that they're predicting for a number of reasons. We're interior to the country. We've got a lot of access to fresh water, but, we don't have as cold the winters, but we used to. So the climate change for us is seen as a real opportunity, which means they're already using this term called climate migration is what they're calling it, right? So I think for my parents' generation and my grandparents' generation, you saw a lot of people moving to the South because they wanted to be where it's warm. And I think you're seeing more and more people who are moving down there. It's like, wow, it's not just warm. It's hot. It's too hot. And so the expectation is that people are going to return to the Midwest. And when they do, we want to be ready for it. The one thing about climate change that we've been working on is it does provide, our fresh water provides access to cheaper energy and better access to tourism and reinvestment. So we're excited about what that means. We had a big discussion about it. There were, over 70 mayors from across the basin talking about the impacts of climate change, but then also getting the Great Lakes as a region ready for it. The other thing, Don, it's just interesting about the Great Lakes, too. People don't, they always think about, you've seen the pictures of the Great Lakes, right? That icon that sort of lays them all out. But people don't really think about the Great Lakes as an economic region. And I didn't realize this till it got more involved. It's the third largest economic region in the world, not just in the country. But if you include both sides of the borders, the U.S. and Canada, it is one of the biggest economic areas in the world.
Shipping's got probably a lot to do with that.
Shipping's part of it, but a lot of industry, a lot of natural resources, a lot of energy production. I mean, it really is one of the more dynamic areas in the world, but there's, 8 states and 2 provinces and 2 countries, so we don't always think of ourselves as an economic region, and it's really mayors across the region working together to say, hey, if we're strategic about this, we can really benefit economically and help protect the planet while we do it.
How do you talk to people that say, oh, climate change, a bunch of liberal hooey?
Yeah.
How do you convince them that it's not a bunch of hooey? Because it isn't a bunch of hooey.
Yeah. I think the hot, is it hot? Is it not hot? People are like, one hot day. What is it? But the thing that climate change does that affects people, I think, the most is, hey, do you remember there being this many heavy rainstorms this often? And the answer is you really don't. The other thing that I tell people is, look, climate change is expensive. I mean, we're going to spend a lot of money putting in bigger pipes for our wastewater system and other things just because these storms are so frequent and we're going to have to adjust to it. The exciting news about climate change, though, is all this work that's been done to really do renewable energy, whether it's geothermal or solar or what have you, that energy is now cheaper than traditional fossil fuel energy sources. So the reason, even if you completely think this whole climate change is a bunch of hooey, I don't believe any of it, a bunch of lefties made it up, the reality is renewable energy is now cheaper than traditional energy. So if you want to save some money, we should move to renewables.
You know, when I was on Alaska cruise, they bring the cruise ship into the where the glaciers are. And they give a, they have a narrator.
Yeah.
They shut the engine of the cruise ship off, so it's really quiet. And he says, where this ship is now, it couldn't have been here 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because this is where the glacier was.
Yeah.
The glacier's melted, will never come back, and it's going deeper and deeper. We're bringing this cruise ship every year because the glaciers are disappearing.
Yeah, it's true.
They said on Mount Kilimanjaro, it used to be covered in snow year-round. Right. Now it's not.
Yeah, there used to be it's the Hemingway story, right? The snows of Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
There's no snows left on Kilimanjaro. I mean, it's, you know, to deny climate change, you really have to deny what you can see with your own eyes and hear. But again, for some people, it becomes an ideological thing. So your question's a really good one. Well, if people don't want to buy into that or they don't believe that's real, why should they care? Well, how about a cheaper electric bill? Would you like a cheaper electric bill?
Now they care.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's a pragmatism to it that you got to get to as well. But for all of us, you know, if we feel a responsibility to our kids and our grandkids to an inherited world that they can live and thrive in and be stewards of themselves, we've got to be good stewards of the earth. We just have to.
I saw an IMAX film. It was called Hurricane on the Bayou. It's about the hurricane, but it's not just about the hurricane. There was a story involved with this young girl. And during the making of this documentary about her, that's when the hurricane hit. And they say, if we're not good stewards of this earth,
yeah,
this is going to happen. Cities like New Orleans are going to get destroyed more and more often. And I bought the DVD of the IMAX movie, Hurricane on the Bayou. It's really good.
Yeah.
And it makes a good point. You got to be good stewards of this earth. If you're not, fix it once it's broken.
That's right. And what are we leaving to our kids and our grandkids and their kids? So, yeah, it's a responsibility that we all share.
We're talking to His Honor Mayor Corey Mason, Mayor of Racine. We've got a couple of big topics to talk about in just a moment, including the city budget.
It's coming up.
You got all your Motrin ready and Tylenol? Okay. Stand by for that. It's 7:48, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Don't forget, we're in the middle right now of our multi-state text to win contest. One more time, I'm going to tell you, download the Civic Media app. Do it right now. And you will have a chance to win gold jewelry, $200 cash today, and be in the running for the Green Bay and Minnesota game tickets coming up in, I want to say, November 21st, around there. And we'll give you a gas card to get you to and from. By the way, the seats we give you, indoor club-level seats. How do you like that? So you're in the running for that as well. So download the Civic Media app. Look on the list of Civic Media stations, and you'll see WRJN. When you see them, click on the text button when you see WRJN and text the keyword WIN. WIN. That's W-I-N. Text that keyword to us. You have until 8 o'clock to do it, and that's it. So do it now, all right? More with the mayor coming up at 7:49.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
We're talking to the mayor, his honor, the mayor of Racine, Corey Mason, and you were talking about, you mentioned St. Lawrence Seaway before.
Yeah.
When I was a kid in the early 60s, my parents took us up to the St. Lawrence Seaway. I don't know why, but we went up there as part of the thing, and they have a power dam there, power locks. And what they do is it's a lock so the ships can get to a certain level and go down the seaway. We had, before cell phones, we had an 8mm camera. It took 3 minutes of film. That's all you were allowed. 3 minutes, and then you had to put a new roll of film in. My father took three rolls of it, so 9 minutes of the power lock, loading the water on one side to the other. And when our vacation was over, we said, what did you take? 9 minutes of watching a boat slowly rise to the level of the St. Lawrence Seaway, and then the locks opened up. So that was my trip to the St. Lawrence Seaway. Let's talk about the budget. The budget is coming up when? It's underway now,
yeah,
right?
Internally, we're putting the final touches on it. I'm still, you know, talking with the different departments and some of the alders about what goes in there. But yeah, just for public information, the budget address will be on Monday, October 20th, where I will lay out what's in the budget. And then over the course of the next 3 weeks there, the council will meet several times to go through the budget. They'll get presentations from department heads. But the public's invited to go to City Hall and watch any and all of that. And there's points at which the public can offer testimony of what they like or what they don't like. So, you know, we want to encourage the public to be a part of the process and watch that process. Of course, you can watch any of it, you know, on YouTube if you can't actually get there, if you, you know, want to watch while it's on or go back and say, oh, I didn't get a chance to see the budget, so I want to go back and see, you know, what the mayor said, or I really care about, I don't know, the Parks Department. I want to see the Parks Department presentation. There's the chance that you can do that. So if you can't come in person, you can always watch remotely. But, you know, we like to hear what the public has to say about what we're working on. And, you know, we get good survey data back and all those things. But it's also good for people to raise their voices and tell us what they like or they don't like about what our budget priorities are.
You got the elevator fixed, huh?
We do. The elevator is fixed. So, and again, thanks to the library who hosted us all summer while we were doing that. But yeah, we only have one elevator in City Hall, which meant our building was not ADA accessible for the summer. And so the good people of the library opened up the community room to us so that we could have committees and council meetings there. It worked out nicely. And, you know, I think for some of the alders who maybe hadn't been in the library for a while, sort of like, this is a nice place. This is really great resources.
I go there every week to take stuff out. Yeah.
Fantastic view. You know, it's a gem.
They come in here every month. Yeah. Talk about the programs at the library.
Yeah, Nick and his team do a great job.
Right. We have Shay King who arranges all these guests for us. So that's really good. Let's talk about any cuts that we should be aware of. Anybody talking about slicing? Because I know the federal government right now, they're looking at a shutdown.
Yeah, I mean, so that is the wild card in all of this. Yeah. And so not any huge cuts. It's the last year that we have federal funds from the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan Act that really helps buttress the budget. You know, so this year it's going to be pretty steady. No big changes, no big contractions. Next year will be harder. But for this year, you know, we've had years in the past where it's like, oh, my gosh, I've got to ask every department to take a 5% haircut or what are we going to do? We're not in that situation. So that's good. And, you know, I want to thank voters again for passing the referendum for the fire department. We had 9 positions that were funded by a federal grant. All these federal changes, that federal money is going away. And, you know, we've got an increase in calls for service for people who need to get to the hospital with an ambulance. And so the good people of the city did pass that referendum so we could maintain those positions and maintain our services, most importantly. So
now in Washington, the big thing is they're shutting down if they can't arrange a meeting of the minds. How does that going to affect Racine?
So, yeah, a number of ways, right? I mean, the big wild card, I mean, people don't realize this, but, you know, for the city of Racine, it's approximately 30% of our budget comes from federal funds in different ways. You know, if you get on a bus, 80% of the funding of that is federally funded, right? So there's a lot of unknowns. I think it depends on how long, if there's a shutdown, how long it is. I think if it's a week, you know, it's sort of a hiccup and maybe an inconvenience and what have you. I think if they go a month, 2 months, 3 months, and that federal money stops coming in, it would be a real problem. I mean, I don't know what we would do to, I think we could bridge it for a period of time, assuming they would make us whole on it eventually. But, you know, whether you have a parent who's in a nursing home or you get on a city bus or you rely on police and fire services, a lot of that comes from federal funds. And if that suddenly dries up, it will have profound impacts, not just on, boy, what'll happen if I have to stand in line longer at the Social Security office, but on direct local services too.
What happens if they do have a shutdown? Is the money retroactive?
That's what has historically happened. That is what has historically happened. I sort of feel like in this era of the things with the federal government, everything is so unprecedented and bizarre and concerning. I mean, none of it's normal, right? So the hard part is, well, when this happened last time, this is what they did. I mean, we're in an administration right now where nothing's normal. Everything's sort of, well, you know, precedent be damned. This is what we're going to do now. So I don't know what it means. It's a real concern. I understand why people feel like they've got to stand up to the Trump agenda and push back, particularly on these healthcare cuts. But nobody knows for certain what'll come of it.
Let's talk about the tragedy that happened at one of our beaches here. Yeah. And now you guys are taking some kind of action. You can't prevent all tragedies. You just can't. This is not the way it works. But you can help prevent it.
Yeah. So, and I guess I should say, so this is at Cary Hogel Park. It is not a beach. And I think this was part of the confusion. So let me start by saying this. If you would like to swim in the city of Racine, please go to North Beach or Zoo Beach. Those are the guarded areas in the summer. We have lifeguards that are there. You know, invariably, we have very few swimming drownings or deaths when people are in those areas. So unfortunately, there was a young woman who was at Cary Hogel Park and went into the water, which is relatively shallow. So you might think, well, what's the, but you know, that undertow, if the wind hits just the right way and is heading in the right direction, you know, that can pull you out. And you know, by all accounts, that seems to be what happened. So, you know, we can't, you know, guard 7 miles of waterfront up and down and, you know, make sure that people don't swim. But the most important thing we can remind people of is please swim in guarded areas when it's safe to do so. So at Cary Hogel, though, we did put a rescue ring that is there and a sign in English and Spanish that says no swimming. So hopefully that would give somebody pause and or if somebody went out anyways and there was someone nearby to have a rescue ring. The other thing that we did that, you know, we just are going to reinvigorate, but we had a partnership with Racine Unified and the county because they do the rescue on the water. They have boats to do that. Is we've done a number of videos about water safety where we're very like, please only swim in the guarded areas. If you encounter a riptide, here's what happens. Lake Michigan, you know, there are more deaths than drowning deaths in Lake Michigan than the other four Great Lakes combined. It looks serene and peaceful, but under the right conditions, it can be dangerous. So we just really encourage people to do that. Nobody wants a drowning tragedy to recur. So just we encourage people to swim in those guarded areas and take caution and just know it's beautiful to look at, but it can be deceivingly dangerous if you're there in the wrong conditions.
Every summer we hear about it. People drown because it's just the currents, the riptide currents and the undertows pull them right out. And you can be the best swimmer in the world. Yeah. Can't fight the ocean.
Yeah.
The lake in this case.
The other place, you know, the tragedy at Cary Hogel was very sad. And I'm glad we responded and put the signage and the rescue ring up. The other place it happens is if you're at North Beach, kind of by the water utility where the Kids Cove is, there's that breakwater there, right? And people love to come and jump off that and do that. We get a ton of drownings there, again, because of the undertow. People are like, oh, this looks fun and clearly have signs, no swimming, dangerous, you know. And, you know, every summer we get people who go out there and really, I don't think they realize it, but they are risking their lives going out there. So water safety is an important thing. Racine Unified had a great conversation with the superintendent. They're going to make sure it's part of their science sections where, you know, kids are getting reminded about water safety and how dangerous it can be, how fun it can be if you follow the rules and how great it can be. It's a great resource, but, you know, we got to make sure people are safe.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah, glad
His Honor, the Racine Mayor, Corey Mason, coming in. See you next month.
Absolutely.
And the arm, you'll be pitching?
I don't know about pitching, but maybe able to lift a pencil.
At your age. I hate those words. Thank you, Mayor. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's check our news.
WZTI Greenfield. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Military leaders from around the world are gathered at the Quantico Marine Corps base south of Washington for an unusual in-person meeting with President Trump and Defense Secretary Hegseth this hour. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.